This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This is that time of year when we celebrate the outdoor sports. We'll be looking at three big events held in our area during the program today. We'll also be looking at the new director of the Conservation Foundation. And we also have news regarding several types of deer permits as well as bobcat permits. All this and much more during this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, the special day honoring hunters, anglers, and other folks who enjoy the outdoors is nearly upon us, and the numerous special events are scheduled to celebrate this special occasion during the fourth weekend of September. In fact, a couple of two-day events are scheduled during National Hunting and Fishing Day in Illinois. Even better, certain celebrations planned for this specialty weekend are the largest and the oldest in the nation. National Hunting and Fishing Days are expected at September 28th at Nilo Farms, and September 28th and 29th at John A. Logan College in Carterville and Silver Spring State Fish and Wildlife Area in Yorkville. National Hunting and Fishing Days provides an opportunity to showcase and to celebrate the hunting and fishing heritage. The support and dedication of anglers and hunters make fish and wildlife management programs possible. Those who enjoy the outdoors recognize and appreciate this tremendous contributions of sportsmen and women to wildlife conservation. Winchester's annual event at Nilo Farms is among the nation's oldest and hunting and fishing day celebration. Now in its 48th year, this event will again feature many of the popular attractions from the previous year. Those attending will have an opportunity to test their shooting skills, see top-notch sporting dogs, and win many attendance prizes. Other attractions include archery shooting, black powder demonstration, air rifle shooting, a child gun safety program, and tours of the Nilo Kennel. The day concludes with a special drawing for Winchester ammunition. More than two dozen vendor displays include various conservation groups, hunting clubs, outdoor artwork, waterfowl calls, boating and hunting and fishing equipment, and dealers, and food and refreshments will be available. The event began more than a vision 40 years ago and now developed into a full-fledged national celebration. Winchester representatives feel the celebration, like the sport it represents, has become a deep-rooted tradition that annually serves to introduce millions of Americans to the outdoor sports. As in the past, the admission to the event is free, and the activities begin at 9 and close at 4. In addition to one of the nation's oldest celebrations, Illinois is also home to the country's largest and recently reorganized National Hunting and Fishing Days event. The celebration, now in its 27th year, is scheduled for September 28th and 29th at the John A. Logan College campus in Carterville. The Southern Illinois Hunting and Fishing Days celebration is recognized as one of the largest NHFD events in the nation. Activities in Carterville are scheduled for 9 to 5 on Saturday and 9 to 4 on Sunday. Parking and admission are free. According to event promoters, several special attractions headline this special 27th anniversary event. Attendance prizes will be awarded every half hour during the two-day celebration, and those given to adults who are in attendance when their names are drawn. The Southern Illinois celebration features some 200 vendors and includes a kids' activity featuring archery, shooting, sports, and fishing. All other activities include a wildlife and nature art show, seminars on fishing, game preparation, and outdoors cooking, Buckskinner's Village, and a tomahawk throwing area. Visitors can see Dog World, as well as the boat and RV and ATV displays and demonstrations, and taxidermy displays and competition, deer head measuring, hunting and retriever dog demonstrations, trap range, and a special fishing display. The Northern Illinois Hunt Celebration at Silver Spring State Fish and Wildlife Area also includes free admission and free hands-on activities for ages 9 until 5 p.m. on September 28th and 29th. Also celebrating the special anniversary, their 22nd year, many special events are planned. Activities at the Northern Celebration feature over 100 vendors, along with canoe rides, fly casting and tying demonstrations, kids competition, and a historical reenactment encampment. Other events include hunting dog demonstrations, an outdoor woman seminar, instruction on canoe paddling, dog training, archery, shotgun, and BB gun shooting, RV and ATV boat displays. So there you go, something to do. And as promised, the Illinois Conservation Foundation named Crystal Kerfman as its new director, tapping her to lead the organization in its outreach and fundraising events. Kerfman previously served as managing partner of the Kerfman Group, a real estate and executive search advisory and consulting firm. Kerfman said she's looking forward to working with the foundation and its supporters. She says, I grew up hunting and fishing, which evolved in volunteering and working with conservation outdoor organizations. And she also said, that's why I'm so excited to work with the Illinois Conservation Foundation. It's an excellent opportunity to give back to the state of Illinois and to prepare the next generation to be good stewards of the land. In her work with the conservation group, Kerfman assists search firms and businesses with senior management level recruitment across a wide variety of industries. Kerfman, who has also led recruiting efforts in financial companies, says engaging both youth and state's current outdoor enthusiasts will be important in maintaining our foundation. So there it goes. We got a new person in charge of the foundation, and this time it'll be a woman. We'll see how she does. And now it's time to apply for bobcat permits. Hunters and trappers may apply for the 2019-2020 Illinois bobcat hunting and trapping permit online through September 30th. Applicants must submit a $5 non-refundable fee. A total of 1,000 permits will be allocated during the lottery and mailed to successful applicants. Successful applicants who receive a permit for the 2019-2020 season will not be able to receive a permit the next year to allow unsuccessful applicants a better chance to get a permit. Area open to bobcat hunting for the will be the boundary of the 2016-2017 season. See the map on page 44 of the Digest of Hunting and Trapping Regulations. And the season dates are November 10th through February 15th. Bobcat hunting is closed during firearm deer season, and counties open to firearm deer hunting. And resident archery and combination antlerless-only archery deer permits are available over-the-counter from DNR Direct and permit vendors. To find a vendor link, contact the https://www.dnr.illinois.gov. Illinois non-resident archery deer permits are also available over the counter from Illinois Direct permit and license vendors. And the Illinois archery deer season is October 1st through January 19th, except closed during the firearm deer season and counties open to firearm deer hunting. And the youth firearm deer permits. We've been waiting for this one. Resident and non-resident Illinois youth and firearm deer permits are available over-the-counter from direct license or permit vendors. The youth deer hunt is scheduled for Columbus Day weekend, October 12th through the 14th, 2019. So there you go. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. Until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.